Second phase of the revolution.
Of the revolution. Of the revolution. Of the revolution.
Leap in production. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said that the aim of economy in the country is to produce wealth and distribute it justly among people. Then he stressed that workers are among the main factors for production of wealth. He said, in the current world and the speedy technological developments, it is a necessity for production groups and workers to continuously learn and use the previous experiences in order to increase economic prosperity through promotion of productivity. Ayatollah Khamenei said that production is the main factor in formation of a national and strong economy, while calling the current Iranian year, which is in its last month as the year of leap in production, he said, production, besides being vital for the country's economy, has many political, social, and cultural impacts in so that a nation's ability to produce its basic needs will give it self-confidence and will pave the ground for public welfare of society, increase gross domestic production, increase exports, and have cultural impacts of exported goods in other countries. The leader considered the current condition of production inadequate in the country and, emphasizing on the need for further strengthening of production, mentioned some points for acceleration of production in the present circumstances. Valid scientific reports indicate that using scientific capacities in various sectors in the country has led to advancement in defense power, medical fields, and control of diseases, engineering fields, biotechnology and related products, peaceful nuclear technology, and so on. In view of this, leap in production is important in two aspects. Firstly, leap in production will increase the share of production in the domestic economic move and will put in the course of the advancing goals. Secondly, the demand for science and technology will increase in accordance with economic progress, and the more the national ability to meet this demand, the results will be more palpable. Iran has attained remarkable indices in the field of scientific growth despite harsh sanctions. According to the statistics, Iranian researchers have gained 1.58% of scientific growth in the world. Ayatollah Khamenei, in his statement for the second phase of the Islamic Revolution, puts emphasis on a strong economy and negation of the enemy's influence and infiltration. He says, brilliant youth should consider their main goal in reaching the boundaries of knowledge and technology and pushing forward these boundaries. Dear listeners, the Islamic Republic has proven that if a nation wants to achieve identity, dignity, and security in every field, it requires persistence, self-belief, and self-sacrifice. For over four decades, the United States has used different levers to keep Iran behind in sciences, but the Iranian nation has firmly stood against the U.S. The leader says, one of the necessities of the great Iranian nation's struggle against the arrogance are all-out steadfastness, endeavor, and move for progress of the country in scientific and construction fields, which will pave the ground for prosperity and victory. Elsewhere in his remarks addressing researchers, he said, any nation that falls behind new sciences and technologies will have no faith but backwardness, humility, and colonization by powers. Therefore, this speed of scientific move should not decrease or stop in a country. It should rather be kept and strengthened for long years till reaching the scientific pinnacle. Dear friends, all these achievements are the outcome of resistance against pressures. Leap in production is also a targeted move, which will bear fruit in midterm and long term. Reduction of scientific, technological, and industrial distance with advanced nations requires innovation in industry and finding new courses for shortcuts. The health system in Iran has proven that it enjoys extraordinary know-how, experience, and staff, which can offer its findings to other nations in various fields, including coronavirus. The Islamic Republic of Iran is the only country in the region that has achieved the knowledge of launching and construction of satellite. In fact, it is considered among five new powers in space technology. Richard Stone of the Science magazine says, "I am familiar with Iran's scientific community, and I should say that despite sanctions that Iran has tolerated, the country's scientific community has shown extraordinary creativity and resilience in overcoming sanctions. It has kept its competitiveness in the global scientific community. Iran is a pioneer in various scientific and technological spheres, particularly nuclear know-how."